Last week, we began telling the story of Lazarus and his two sisters. Here's the recap. Lazarus was sick, deathly sick, on his deathbed. Martha and Mary reached out to their good friend and rabbi, Jesus, whom they knew could do something about Lazarus's illness. They knew he could turn it around with a word. And so they sent a messenger to hunt Jesus down and give him the message that Lazarus was sick and would he please come and do something. Well, their hopes and dreams were dashed when Jesus did not come when they called upon him. Perhaps the messenger returned telling Mary and Martha that Jesus had said, "This illness will not lead to death, but will serve to glorify God." But that's exactly what it did. Lazarus died. God apparently had not been glorified. People were grieving. And then we find out that Jesus purposefully left them in their grief because he loved them. Some kind of love that seems to be. So that's the setting. Lazarus has died and Jesus seems to be dragging his feet. And yet all of this happens underneath the overriding purpose that God is going to use this situation to reveal Jesus to be God's unique, special Son, which glorifies God and in the end is going to deepen our faith. And in this case, and many times in our lives, Jesus does this by disrupting our plans, entering our pain so he can overcome it permanently. So how exactly does Jesus reveal himself? How does he display his glory, proving himself to be the Son of God? Well, this story takes place in three scenes or three conversations, each of them crafted to show us something about Jesus' glory. And so first we see Jesus' glory through his words with Martha. And next we see his glory through his weeping with Mary. And finally we see his working a miracle. Words with Martha, weeping with Mary, and then working a miracle. So Jesus finally shows up. He gets to the edge of Bethany and someone tells him that Lazarus has not only died, but he's been in the tomb for 4 days. Remember, Jesus is intentional with all of this, and it seems like Jesus is letting the situation get to a point of total hopelessness. But why? Because light shines brightest in the dark, and dependency is oftentimes learned in moments of despair. It's right here that God begins to reveal his glory through his Son. So join us tomorrow as we begin to uncover more of his glory. When you pray today, please remember Hannah McClellan, our missionary to Mexico. And also remember the Tagalog Life Word broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.